All this week, we're bringing you stories of life on the inside with voices from the prisoners at Lakeland Correctional Facility. More than 40% of the prisoners at Lakeland are lifers, but not every life sentence is the same. We've reported a lot on the lifers who were sentenced for crimes they committed before they were 18. Some of those lifers have a new sense of hope after the Supreme Court decided that sentencing juveniles to life without the possibility of parole is unconstitutional. But there's another group of people convicted as juveniles who aren't affected by that decision. These are people who get a These are people who got a life sentence with the possibility of parole. Their situation is, in some ways, a lot more complicated. Dustin Dwyer has the story of one of those inmates from Lakeland, and Dustin joins us now. Hi there.
Hey, Lester.
So you talked to a few juvenile lifers at Lakeland. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, I talked to three people total who were sentenced as juveniles without the possibility of parole. Their cases are all being reconsidered because of that U.S. Supreme Court decision. But as I was in the yard, sort of walking through the yard there at Lakeland, this other guy stopped me, and he wanted to talk.
Well, what is this about?
I'm a news reporter. I was looking for juvenile lifers.
Yeah, and I'm one. And I'm a parolable lifer. I'm a juvenile parolable.
What's your ID?
That last voice you hear there, Lester, is one of the administrators at the prison who was walking around with us. He didn't recognize this guy, and this guy said he'd been locked up more than 35 years, but he looks really young. He looks too young to have been locked up that long. But his story checks out. His name is Raymond Richardson. He says people call him Remo. And the reason his case is different, like we said, it's not affected by the Supreme Court decision, is because he's a parolable lifer. The Michigan Department of Corrections says there are more than 800 parolable lifers in Michigan prisons who are eligible for parole consideration. And the organization Safe and Just Michigan estimates more than 60 of them were sentenced as juveniles, like Richardson. But the thing Richardson told me is just because he's eligible for parole doesn't mean he feels like he has a real shot at parole.
Yeah, I've been walking around here for 36 years since I was 15, and I don't see where I'm ever getting out. The parole board people, we don't want to talk to you. You know? Why? I'm saying, at what point do I, they say I got a possible chance for parole, but at what point do I get my possible chance? I don't understand that, sir.
So what's he talking about here? He's a parolable lifer. There is a parole board. There are rules about how these cases are reviewed, right?
Yes, but it really comes down to the members of the parole board. And the members of the parole board change over time. They've changed several times in the 35-plus years that Richardson has been locked up. Basically, as it stands now, the rules say if you have a parolable life sentence, the parole board will look at your case after 15 years. Usually, that part doesn't end in parole. And after that, the board looks at your case every 5 years. But they don't have to hold a hearing or even talk to the prisoner. They can just review the file. And for Raymond Richardson, his file has some bad stuff in it. He was convicted for a robbery in which he held people hostage. He sexually assaulted a woman and shot someone, according to a Detroit Free Press article from the time. But what he's saying now is he was 15 years old. He's spent more than twice as long in prison. And he says he's done everything he can in prison to show he's rehabilitated. He has a job. He takes self-improvement classes. He has his GED, he says. And the file review, he says, doesn't give him a chance to show who he really is today. It doesn't give him a meaningful chance at parole, as he puts it. So, Lester, I called someone who's worked on prison reform issues for a long time. Barbara Levine was the head of the organization now known as Safe and Just Michigan. Officially, she's retired, but she's written reports on the issue of parolable lifers. The most recent was in 2014. And she said in the 1970s and 80s, back when Richardson was sentenced, life with parole meant something very different to judges than it does now.
Back in the day, when a lot of these sentences were being imposed, you know, there was an expectation on the part of judges that people might not get out in 10, but they'd get out in 12 or 14 years.
Levine is not just making this up. In her 2014 report, she surveyed judges on this, and she found that for two-thirds of them, they didn't agree with the idea that life with parole meant that the prisoner would stay their whole life in prison. But a lot of prosecutors see it that way. So I also talked to Bill Valancourt. He's the prosecutor in Livingston County, and he's the president of the Prosecuting Attorneys Association of Michigan. He told me every case is different, but yeah, basically life means life.
I mean, it's always been the practice and the law that a person who receives a life sentence is eligible for parole consideration, but I think everyone has always understood that, you know, that means it's up to the parole board to make those determinations.
Okay, so does the parole board say anything about this?
Well, I contacted the MDOC. I was told the parole board doesn't really give comments on policies like this. But we do know that the makeup of the parole board does change, and so its views can change. And over at Safe and Just Michigan, they've been tracking the number of parolable lifers who actually get parole. And in recent years, those numbers have been going up. More parolable lifers are getting out. But reformers like Levine and the folks at Safe and Just Michigan, they want to see more changes to give even more chances for parole. There was legislation introduced in 2014 that it kind of went nowhere at the time, but it could come back. One big idea in there is to change it so that cases are reviewed every 2 years instead of every five, and that every case would involve at least a video chat or an interview so that the prisoner could make their case instead of just have their file reviewed.
What does this mean for the guy you talked to, the person we heard at the beginning of your story, Raymond Richardson?
Well, as we said at the top, the Supreme Court case on juvenile lifers, it doesn't apply to him. He is trying to challenge that in Wayne County, but other courts have already ruled on it, so that would be a difficult case for him to win. The Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, when I reached out to them, they told me its stance is that lifers should only be granted parole based on extraordinary behavior on the part of the prisoner. Richardson told me his next parole board review is in 2021, and he says he dreams about getting out. He dreams about getting his chance to prove he can be a productive member of society and just live a normal life. Remember, he first went to prison when he was 15 years old.
Man, I never even drove a car yet, man. You know what I'm saying? That's one of my biggest dreams, of just going and getting my licenses and learning to drive, man.
What kind of car would you drive?
Any kind, man. I drive anything that's available that's going to get me from point A to point B, man.
Dustin Dwyer is with Michigan Radio. He was one of the reporters contributing to Stateside's Life on the Inside series.
Thank you, Lester.